I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
The Volume.
All right, guys, the NBA playoffs are finally here. And as the games get better and the intensity ratchets up, I tell you to go to our friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Use my promo code DCTV, bet only $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. All of your favorite teams that competed through the season now get the chance to compete on the grandest stage, the play-ins, the playoffs, all the way to the conference finals and the NBA finals. It is going to be bananas. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app, sign up using my promo code, get your bonus bets right away. NBA playoffs is the best time of the year for the sport of basketball, and I'm here for it. So go to the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, where the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, guys, so your boy's back. Look, the last couple weeks have been a whirlwind, so we took a little time this week to relax. Louise needed a break. I needed a break. I mean, I'm sure y'all needed a little bit of a break from me talking about everything. 14 videos in 14 days, massive for the channel, and it showed in the numbers. So we thank y'all so much. Appreciate all the support and the love that you guys constantly give us. But I was supposed to wait till next week, but I said, no, I need something today. One, the lightweight division has been so interesting that I wanted to talk about that. And also, Max Holloway is still doing his victory run, and he was on the biggest podcast in the world this week. Had a few things to say about me, so I got some things to say about Max Holloway, too. But first, 155. You know, for a long time, it's been the best division that we have in the UFC, or at least the most. There was a time where I thought that 155 rivaled 155, if not exceeded it for a time. Now, I believe that that's changed, especially if you insert Max Holloway into that conversation after his win over Justin Gaethje. 155 has long been the division that most people consider the best. You put Max Holloway in there, and now it gets really interesting. So the champion, Islam Makhachev,
was talking about Arman Tsarukyan after Arman Tsarukyan's big win over Charles Oliveira a couple weeks ago. Arman came on our channel and told us that he did get offered a title fight, but he turned it down. Islam then says something to the effect of, this guy talks about getting the title fight his whole life, then when he gets it or a rematch, he doesn't take it. So Arman obviously has a response to that. Let me pull it up. Essentially saying, Luis, why don't you run that up for me real quick? Arman Tsarukyan and Islam, throw it in the chat. Essentially saying, I want to have my best chance whenever we fight, because he does feel strongly that if he had a training camp for Islam, he would have won. How many of you, after watching Arman Tsarukyan fight, believe that if he did have a full fight camp, he wouldn't have at least had a chance? Look, it's hard to say that he was going to win, because we don't get to go back and play things again, right? Until we see them fight again. But if he did have a camp, especially with the way that he fought under those circumstances, you could see a way. Well, it would have been much more competitive, at least. You can't lie to that, even if you're the biggest Islam supporter. All right. I knew if Arman beat Charles, he would never take this fight. That's why I'm not surprised. This was the champion. Arman says, the truth is, you want to fight me on short notice to have an extra advantage. It won't happen again, though. When was the last time you fought two times in 6 weeks? This was Arman responding to Islam. But that wasn't the only person that was talking about Arman Tsarukyan. He is a big player in the story right now. In the comment section, Aljamain Sterling had his 2 cents to say. He said, short notice title fights are risky business. I think he's making the right move. I'd rather see them at their best with full camps. If Dustin doesn't score the upset, exciting times. When you look at their fight styles, you do think that Islam and Arman Tsarukyan have styles that could make for a very interesting fight. I thought the first fight was pretty good, and Arman didn't really have time to train. Also, Arman is building a lot of momentum, especially in the Armenian community. I mean, I'm at wrestling tournaments, people can't stop talking about Arman Tsarukyan. There's a huge, huge fan base for him, and Islam will need that. But it also will fall at a time where if Islam Makhachev can get through Dustin Poirier, it makes the fight even bigger. You know, I can't say that I think Arman Tsarukyan is making the wrong decision. Let me tell you why. I've long said that I think Makhachev needs the names. Granted, now he won't get Gaethje because Max beat him, but he needs names. He needed to beat Charles Oliveira because that was the name that people recognized. That was a guy that's been around for a long time and people love. So he needed to beat Charles Oliveira. He beat him to become the champion. He needs to fight Conor McGregor or Michael Chandler because those are the names. He needs those names to push himself up to the next level. He needs to fight Dustin Poirier because those are the names that people recognize that will push him up to the next level of superstardom. He needs those guys. Arman doesn't have that name recognition yet. So by Arman turning down the fight, it allows for him to fight Poirier. Hopefully, if he wins, gain some name recognition off of Poirier and be a bigger draw by the time he's locked into the octagon with the most dangerous of the fighters in his division. So it works in terms of, I don't want to say storytelling because it's not storytelling, but it works in terms of the amount of time or the path at which you need in order to build a star. Because if you're trying to build a star as an organization, you need a guy like Dustin Poirier, like Charles Oliveira, like Michael Chandler and Justin Gaethje and Conor McGregor, who have seen the mountaintop, who are the ones that bring the eyes to fight those guys that will lead the UFC into the next generation of superstars. You know, for so long, when the star that left was on their way out, they said, oh, UFC's done. How will it ever rebuild itself? Chuck Liddell was gone. No one thought the UFC was going to be able to not only sustain, but get bigger. But then here comes Ronda Rousey, right? Just meteoric. Well, Ronda Rousey's done. I don't know. Here comes Conor McGregor. But every single time, there's something that draws you to that person. To this point, the dominance of Islam Makhachev have not made people buy into him just yet. The dominance can be the thing that makes people pay attention, but it doesn't always work that way. That's why we have seen long-reigning champions like Demetrius Johnson not really resonate with the fans and turn it into pay-per-view buys because the dominance wasn't enough, and he didn't have that foe or that foil to get through to try and separate himself in terms of star power. Look, the hardcores loved him, but in terms of the casual fan, no one knew. And right now, that's where Islam is. Khabib, this is the closest example of what I'm trying to tell you. Khabib had the dominance. He's undefeated. He was the world champion. He had won the belt in impressive fashion. But I tell you this right now, without a shadow of a doubt, if Conor McGregor wasn't that fight and he didn't have that big moment, I don't know that he ever would have reached that star power. And I definitely know that he could not have retired in the way that he did and it have as much of an impact, because he would have been a guy that had defended the belt a few times, but he hadn't had that huge name like Conor to propel him. Because by the time he stepped into the ring with Gaethje and Poirier, who also were stars, it didn't matter who was across the octagon from Khabib. Khabib Nurmagomedov's fight became an attraction, an event, and that was all in part because of the fight with McGregor and the brawl that followed it. So it works in terms of building Makhachev, being in there with the bigger names. But he needs to hope that if he can get through these next two things, he wants to go to that level of stardom that his countrymen did and his best friend. He needs those names, and he's got to put them in order. But there's an Arman Tsarukyan that's going to be right in the way. Michael Chandler also said that Tsarukyan should have taken the fight. Aljo was the first person that said he shouldn't have publicly. But I'm saying I believe he made the right decision. But for me, it's kind of selfish because I want to see Islam try at least, or have an opportunity at least, to turn his dominance into pay-per-view buys. And if you're going to do that, you need athletes like Dustin Poirier to fight you and bring that star power that he has, star power that he also took from Conor McGregor.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Carol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worried he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Max Holloway is now very important in two divisions. But some weird stuff is happening right now with him and Ilya Topuria. You know, Ilya Topuria, the new champion, is as exciting a new champion as we had in a long time. But right now, he doesn't seem anxious to be in there with these his idea of star building seems to differ from most. So Rogan told us that Alexander Volkanovski was offered a rematch in Perth, Australia, UFC 305 on August 18th. Max said that Ilya has been acting like an angry girlfriend. So we had a Bible verse off of Twitter. Everyone says 10-8 Holloway because of the verse I used against him. That's all I said. And then he writes a paragraph to me. I didn't even read it. That's how long it was. I was tripping out. It was like an angry girlfriend text. My wife don't even text me that much. So I read the first two sentences. And I was like, yeah, I'm not reading this. What the hell is going on with you? I don't know what's going on, bro. I was like, what the F? Did I make my wife mad? And then Joe said, I don't know who he wants to fight next, but I know he turned down the Perth one, UFC 305, the Alexander Volkanovski rematch. See, all I just told you guys is that you need the name that comes from the generation before. Ilya seems to be taking another approach. I don't know exactly what it is, though, because he said he wasn't going to fight Brian Ortega. He said he wasn't going to fight Max Holloway. And now it sounds like he's not wanting to fight Alexander Volkanovski again. Those are the names from the featherweight pass. He doesn't seem to want to fight those guys. I don't know when looking at those rankings who would be next. Now he's agreed to fight Max Holloway. He said Max Holloway has something very valuable to him. That's a BMF championship. He'll fight Max, but only if Max's BMF title is on the line too. So Ilya Topuria is the champ. And as the champ, at times, you have some say into who you're going to fight, when you're going to fight him, when you're ready, and all that. I don't know, though, if he has as much say in this as he thinks he does. Max Holloway, to me, is clearly the guy. If not, Alexander Volkanovski. Max told me that. Him and I spoke personally, and he goes, I thought Volk was going to get a rematch. How in the world does he not get a rematch? This is from the guy that's waiting for the title fight. But he recognizes, look, man, this dude beat me 3 times, long-reigning champion. If anyone deserves an immediate rematch, it's this guy. But it doesn't sound like that's happening for Alexander Volkanovski. I think Ilya Topuria needs to come right out and say, hey, I want Max Holloway on this date. Then it'll be on Max. Then it'll be on Max. Because now Max is the guy that, sure, he has the BMF title, but he wants the featherweight championship. Ilya has that. When Ilya says, I want this fight on this date, Max will have to say, okay. Or he will say no, and then they will move on. And then Ilya Topuria at that point can then start to go, I don't want to fight him. He had his chance. He could have did it then. He didn't want to play by the rules. He has to make a statement saying, this is what I want as the champ, and then put the ball in Max's court to deny it. But right now, it's not coming off great because he's batting away all these guys with no clear idea of who else there is. If there was more guys, right? If Aljo had fought phenomenal in his debut, which I didn't mind this fight all that much, honestly. Or if Calvin Kattar was still on fire. If Brian Ortega had been winning, and obviously he won his last fight, but he was on like a long win streak. Or if Arnold Allen was still riding hot or hadn't lost to Max Holloway, then we could say, okay, maybe this dude. But he's not fighting Evloya, right? Who's 18-0, I think, 19-0 now. He's not fighting those guys. So he's in a situation where he's going to have to fight one of those names that he doesn't seem to want to fight. So now he can start to make it seem like it's them that's the holdup and not him. That's what he needs to do. Because right now, it's just weird, right? Like he's not telling us what's next, but he's saying no to a lot of things that can be right now. And I don't know that you can do that as the champ. But Max Holloway wants to fight. He'll fight anybody. And he was on Rogan and talking about Ilya and the fight with Ilya and the fight with Justin and so many other things. One, he got knocked down against Max Holloway. That is the truth. Against Justin Gaethje, sorry. That is the truth. He said it on the night. He goes, he hit so hard, man. He goes, wow, I actually went down for the first time in my career. And two, he ain't fighting me. It'd be the biggest mistake of your life, Holloway. He ain't fighting me. I'm the daddest man on the planet, and I was the baddest man on the planet. Look, Max is one of my best friends. He's a great guy. Love the guy to death. So happy for his success. And I love that we've had this thing going for at least 7 years, right? We've been doing this whole thing for 7 years, so it's been fun. But Holloway, I will meet you anywhere. Actually, I want to meet you in Hawaii, because why wouldn't I want to go to Hawaii to chase down Max Holloway? It's beautiful. And I'll take on any Islander. Anybody that wants this can get it. It was fun watching him and Joe say, this dude could have made 85, but this dude loves the food too much. I do love the food too much. I was never cutting that weight. I made that weight in college. Would never do it again. But Holloway, don't make a mistake. Because if you do, I'll be right there waiting for you to kick your ass. Guys, in the comments, tell me what you think should happen at 155. Was Armand wrong for turning down the Makhachev fight? Also, do any of you have any idea into the way Ilya's thinking? Because I don't. I can't figure it out. From a guy that's been in the position, I can't figure it out. So in the comments, you guys tell me, was Armand right? And also, what's Ilya thinking? Who should he fight next? Let me know. Guys, like, subscribe to the channel. Once again, thank you all so much for the support. We appreciate each and every one of you. Until next time, tell your friends, tell a friend. Adisi's got a YouTube channel, and I'm dropping stuff like this. Hey, how about this hotel, right? This is the Durango. Lorenzo Fertitta and them did. They really did. I mean, look at this place. This is just a living room. I got a view of the skyline. I mean, guys, there's a whole bedroom in the back. I mean, or Lorenzo Fertitta, they really did their thing on this one. Until next time, guys, I'm going to enjoy this hotel room, and I'm going to go watch the fights at the Apex. Till next time, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.